This question is probably more relevant to copper-producing companies, but you might give us some insight. Could you tell us more about what IFRS will require in terms of revenue recognition?
Well, revenue recognition, the way the standard is right now, I would say IFRS is a little more vague. There aren't quite so many detailed statements given in their standards as there are under the U.S. standard. So my expectation there would be IFRS would be more of a U.S. flavor in that respect. I don't see big changes coming. So my guess is, and it is a bit of a guess, companies who currently comply with the U.S. standard will continue to comply with IFRS moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you. You mentioned that the asset valuation methodology might change during the transition, going from you could choose to remain on your historical valuation methodology, or you can move to a fair value revaluation. If you do transition to a fair value adjustment, would that have to be reflected through the income statement, or is that totally separate to any asset impairments or anything?
On transition, I'll use an example. If you had an asset you were carrying at $50 million and its fair value was $100, and you put it on your records at $100 million, the incremental $50 would be charged through retained earnings. So a lot of these transitional adjustments get pushed into retained earnings, I suppose, is the way to view that. In that particular example, the other side of that would be that going forward, you would have to increase your rate of depreciation to cover off the incremental $50 million in value. So I would expect that not many companies will take advantage of that.
Anything else for Kelly?
Yeah, in your opinion, will this reporting under the new and hopefully improved system, will that lead to a fairer representation of earnings and assets or a less fair representation?
That might be a heads or tails type question. I think to the extent that users are able to digest what is in the extensive disclosure that's going to be required in the notes, they will be better positioned to assess what is fair. I don't mean to be elusive with respect to the question, but my opinion, I'm unsure of it, I suppose. But again, given the volume of disclosure that will be required, people will be able to make, I think, better determinations as to what they think is appropriate or fair, sorry.
But what about the actual line items, like net income, for example, or fixed assets, less depreciation?
The intention with IFRS is to provide more emphasis with respect to fair values. That's more from a balance sheet perspective than it is an income statement perspective. So, again, conceptually, it should be a fairer representation or provide more information, if that's helpful, I hope.
So then something with global laser enrichment, you just leave that at historical, though, because you can't do any forecasts of future earnings and cash flow or anything like that? Or what happens with something like that?
With something like that, I'd say the most likely outcome would be just what you described. But to the extent that there is better information available now or between now and transition, we would have to take a look at that and make an assessment on the basis of the facts at that time.